Hi, I'm Richie Swan, and I am with Harriet Jeffries, also known as the Gym Beard. We are a girl and a gay in the gym, and it's February, the month of love. This week's episode is all things about dieting and dating. By the way, we're getting a swear jar put in here.
Oh yeah, we've had to put 150 quid in so far each.
I was disgusted at how much we swear.
It's all going to charity, but charity begins at home, so we'll take ourselves out with it.
We'll take ourselves out on a date. Anyway, so this week we're going to go through date prep.
What to do on the actual date, so what to eat and how not to act.
How to add someone new into your routine.
How to keep on track without being a bore and scaring them off.
And most importantly, why you should never, ever eat broccoli on a date. Okay, so we're in February now. Your confidence is up. You've got yourself on Tinder. You've actually got quite a few right swipes and matched. It's time to set the date.
I thought you meant getting married then. I was like, what are we talking about?
That date.
So, just between us girls
and gays,
a little side note. Girls, when you're doing your Tinder profiles, Instagrams, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I know where you go with this.
Just make sure that you actually look like your pictures. So, we talked last week about Facetune and all that type of stuff, Photoshop. Does your body look the same as you have made your body look?
What about the face? Does the face look like the face that you're turned up with?
I mean, I'll be honest with you, babe. We've all had that much Botox. Do any of us look like us anymore? I think we get like a little bit trigger happy with filters and cropping and angles and all this type of stuff. Have you advertised yourself in a different way? If you look a certain way, why would you pretend not to be who you are?
Because he's not going to have a clue turned up.
Exactly.
You sat there, who are you?
I know. So, you know, be proud of who you are. If you want to make changes to your body because you want to feel better, amazing. But
do it
still,
in the gym.
Yeah, and still be confident who you are and who you are as a person. If you're a certain dress size, wear it with pride, whatever dress size it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know what? There's so many where you see pictures and you go, wow, that does not look like you.
So you're on the big day now. It's 10 o'clock in the morning and the prep starts now.
Well, the sweat starts now. Stress. What do we do, Hat?
I'd check my tan first thing in the morning. Check it's nice and even, gorgeous.
Do you especially know what? I've on like your nethers and that. Fake tan tip because I used to be a cheap stripper. St. Moritz, dead cheap. Put it on, and you know, most people like go to bed with it and sleep on with it overnight. If you put it on for 2 hours and then shower it off, but don't put like soap on, so just the residue, pat it dry with a towel, and it develops really even and nice.
Does it?
Not,
yeah.
Yeah.
What one did you get? Darker than dark.
Dark.
In the morning, if you haven't got fake tan on, then get your body brush out and body brush your backs of your legs. And your
and bloody shave your legs.
Yeah.
I was saying that. If you don't want to go home with them, don't shave your legs. It stops you going home with them, doesn't it?
Yeah.
On the subject of body brushes, we're doing that, isn't it, really, to reduce the cellulite?
Get your legs flowing.
Yeah.
Get them fat cells stimulated. Get the toxins out.
But if you're not putting out, then don't body brush.
I don't know about you, but I sometimes get like a little bit of stress bloat. Have you ever had that?
Never.
Lads don't really get that too, but girls can get stress bloat quite easily. But also, you know, like if you're nervous about something, you know you're going out that night.
Wait, what is stress bloat?
I get a bloated belly sometimes if I'm stressed. Through the day, you don't want to be eating things that are going to like make you feel a bit bloated or make you feel quite lethargic.
But also you want to have something to eat because you do not want to be wrecked. So you imagine you've had nothing to eat all day trying to look thin as you can. And next minute, two wines, you're on the back.
Yeah. You want to be classy and sophisticated.
Yeah.
But then also, you want to be true to your true self. So if you want to make a show of yourself, get rotten and taken for all he's worth, you do that, baby girl. Boss foods for in the daytime. Make sure you have a little bit of something carby that'll soak up the aisle, isn't it?
Yeah,
just
standard
things before you go on a night
but
out.
You do not want to be getting flatulence, so just be careful, isn't it?
Anything with too much fibre. Don't be having a big bowl of oil bran and a load of broccoli before you go.
That's... Yeah.
A friend of mine once ruined an entire night out for us, Bonner, because she ate an entire broccoli before we went out.
Oh, don't.
So, like, green veg, it's dead high in fibre, it's amazing for you, but also makes you fart loads. So, if you're on a date, the last thing you want to be ordering is, like, steak with a side of broccoli. Steak constipates you, broccoli makes you fart. So, you're going to have bad farts all night, aren't you? Duh. So, 2 hours before the date, Richie, what are you going to wear?
Ooh, me Kylie little gold hot pants.
And the little white hood.
My little white hood. No, you're going to wear sort of the flattest your body type, aren't you?
You want to dress for the body you've got, not the body that you want. So be realistic and don't just throw on, you know, a pair of over-the-knee boots.
Like you filtered your picture that much and you're like trying to squeeze a size 12 into a size 8. So it looks like resembles the picture.
Yeah, wear something that you feel comfortable in as well, because you don't want to feel uncomfortable all night because you've wore something dead tight. And be realistic with your underwear as well. If you wear a massive big pair of Spanx, you don't want a Bridget Jones moment, do
you? But you know what? He loved her for that. He did know, love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but
he
that was a Hollywood
Bridget
film. Do you know what
don't
I mean?
Ruin it.
And people that are listening to this podcast are going out with Kenny from Walton, not fucking Hugh Grant.
Well,
sorry.
Kenny from Walton might like big knickers.
I'm the Aster.
Big George knickers.
So on the topic of dates, let's talk about the first date.
Oh, I was on first dates.
What series were you on?
I'm not, it was about 2 years ago. And it was a bit of a disaster. I got set up with someone I already knew. So I turned up and I walked in. There was this lad stood at the bar. I was like, oh my God, I already knew. I just wanted to walk straight back out. But I
don't take it personally though, if you're listening.
So we ended up having a laugh. He was like that nice guy, but it was a date from hell.
I
got absolutely shit-faced and I can't remember much of the date, so...
Well, never mind. It worked out well in the end, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. There's a lot of pricks before you get to the rose.
Conan, sitting there listening in the bath. Shout out to everyone naked.
So anyway, the date. You may be going over your calories tonight, so I'm hoping for the 3 or 4 days before you've had a little chop of your calories to make up for it tonight.
Yeah.
Because then that means you're not going to feel as bad next week.
You go on a date, but don't, like, throw yourself off too much.
So be sat at the table, getting your calculator out, asking the chef to break down how many calories and how many grams are in the rice and whatever you're having.
You're my fitness pal on the first date, you're getting swift.
That's a one-way ticket to a big ghost, babe. What is sexy to eat on a date? So you sat there. Do you know what? It's like Lady and the Tramp, isn't it? Seductively getting the pasta to your mouth.
I got my best mate to eat a chip like Lady and the Tramp with my 7-stone bulldog the other day.
Oh, you never.
I did. She did it as well and she loved it. He's gorgeous, though. Right, so what's sexy to eat on a date?
Something that you can share so your fingers touches you.
Oh, no. That would get rad on my nerves. I'd be like, get off me dinner. I'd have something that you can eat with a knife and fork because you don't want it to get under your acrylics, do you? Especially later on if it gets a bit frisky.
Or
you don't want your hands
your
to sink a pizza. Something that's like light enough that it doesn't bloat you as well. If you're wearing like a tight fitting dress, you don't want something that's going to make your belly go. Bruh. So what would you have on a first date, babe?
Wine. Lots of wine. Probably regret it the next day. Probably wake up and go, what the did I do last night?
Where am I?
Who are you? You went who I went on a date with.
Flashbacks to the G-bar at 7 in the morning. And you and them gold top pants.
So anyway, what happens after the date and we're now on date 4 or 5 or whatever, and it's now starting to get like interfere with all the good habits you've created over the last 5 weeks.
That's one of the biggest things, isn't it? To throw someone off is getting a fella or getting a girlfriend. Proper for
well, I've got this client who comes to me, Group PT. I'm not going to mention any names, Caitlin, but she has done so well, and she looked incredible, lost loads of weight, started dating for about 2 months. Oh, what happened? 5-6 pounds on. She's now single again. Oh, what's happened? 5-6 pounds off. Babe.
Kate, I hope you're not emotionally eating because of this abuse from him. It's true though, isn't it? You're like, you have to adapt to your new lifestyle. Like we've touched on it before where we say like stress and new things come into your life, but that's life, isn't it? And you're going to have to adapt. You can make it beneficial. You've just got to really think about it and plan for the week ahead. If you know you're going out on a date or you're going to do something with this person, a couple of times, well, those are the nights. They're the nights that you train, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and also it's like, I know with me, when I first met Connor, I just loved the Ben and Jerry's. I couldn't help myself. And every Sunday night turns into a Ben and Jerry's night.
Oh, did
and
then, it?
And we'd ooh. Go, yeah. But honestly, I doubled my body fat in a year. And we've given loads of tips with the halo top and the other alternatives. You can do low calorie and still enjoy your date night. Just be aware, isn't it? Because you can quite quickly undo everything that you've done up to now.
I think it's about learning how to add someone new into your routine. So like also adapting to each other's lifestyles. You can't expect them to totally adapt to yours without making leeway to adapt to theirs. I mean, not that I've taken that advice myself, like, but... You know what I mean? You have to bring this new person into your life. But I was quite lucky because when me and Luke got together, he was interested in fitness and stuff. Yeah. So we go to classes together, and you and Connor come to my class this morning together, didn't you? And yeah. That's what you've just got to do sometimes. See,
it's good because Connor is into the gym and it's part of our lifestyle, but a lot of people, it isn't.
You know what I've always found dead hard is, you know, when clients come to you and they say, like, they're getting into it and they're doing, you know, they're starting to try and they're losing fat and blah, blah, blah. And it might not be a brand new relationship, but, you know, if the person you're with is dead demotivated and, like, isn't doing any exercise and isn't doing anything like that, this can be a good opportunity as well. So, like, if you're incorporating something...
A good opportunity to run.
Nail and bail.
Smash and dash. Get out of there.
You could incorporate them into your new routine without them actually knowing. Do you know what I mean? So if you say, oh, I'll make tea tonight, babe, and just give them an alternative that, like, say they would have had pasta, we'll give them courgette, or do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Things like that. And just do it and start incorporating your new habits into their lifestyle without them really realising, and that can help you long term. And the second you put yourself in the role as that teacher or that person that's leading somebody else, all of a sudden that self-belief comes a little bit better and you get better yourself, yeah, yeah. Don't you? Because you're leading someone.
And also, like, I seen, it was one of my clients, can't remember who, they had a competition where they had, like, make the healthiest meal. So they'd go away, they'd both go and buy so many ingredients, go home, and then they'd cook a romantic meal, and whoever's was the worst, they'd have to do all the dishes or something like that, forfeit. And that was a good way of them getting, like, into being healthy, because it was a healthy eating kind of challenge for them both.
Oh, that's cute, yeah, that.
It was cute. So we touched on, while you're on your date, not being boring with your calculator and all that. What about now you've been dating for a bit, not coming across as a bore, constantly measuring and keeping on track of stuff?
I think a really good thing is for your week ahead to maybe change your calories a little bit. So say your MyFitnessPal is supposed to be 1,600 calories a day, but you know on Friday night you're going off for a meal, Saturday you might be doing something, and you might also go and see him on Tuesday, you know, for pizza and a bang, whatever you want to do, honey. I would say up and down your calories a little bit. So yeah, some days have less and allow for more on the days that you're going to see them. If you know you're going to a restaurant where you're going to eat a bit more and you're probably going to need that extra calories, the day before, just cut them down.
Yeah, take a couple of hundred off.
And so be realistic.
On, like we were talking about a few weeks ago, wasn't it? Like, have your calories for the week. Start your week on the Friday. You know what you're having. So if you go, right, I'm going out here and I'm going to be having around this, then you know to deduct that 1,000 over the week, so 200 a day, 5 days less.
Yeah.
So 1,400.
Perfect.
Oh my God, am I Carol Fordman?
You don't want to be one of those people on a date or like new to a relationship that goes on about something that can be sometimes a bit boring. Don't get me wrong.
Do you lift, bro?
Yeah. We love fitness and exercise. We love it. But when you walk out of the gym or walk out of a class, walk out.
Okay, so picture this. It's date six, you're at the Odeon. And he's just got there, he's ordered his hot dog, his nachos, whatever. He's now asking you what you want. So he's putting his hands in his pocket, but you can't go on about, oh, but I'm being good, because you're on a date and you don't want to kill him. So just be clever. Order a small Diet Coke and a pizza, please. No, just order a small Diet Coke, small popcorn, and he'll get the message.
I just want to go with Diet Coke. Come on, my knees.
Big girls. I love Mika. Whatever happened to Mika?
It's great if you've got a hobby. It's great if you're interested in something. If you want to talk about it with the people you're around, amazing. But just bear in mind that most people don't want to sit there and talk about the calories in an egg. So if you're on a date, oh, well, going on about
that's probably the reason why they're single and they're still dating.
But you don't want to be someone who goes on about things like that, because it is quite irritating. Like, you know, we all follow these people on Instagram that like post calories and meals and stuff like that, and that's dead handy. And that's fine for like a fitness account on Instagram. But if you want to get laid, I just don't think that's sexy talk.
What happened to love? Meeting the one for life? Never mind laid. It's February. We're looking for Cupid.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what time it is, Hat? It's question time.
I was going to say all four.
No, it's time for some questions.
Okay, so Emily's got in touch with us on Instagram. If you want to message us at Gail Gay Gym, send us a little DM. She says, I love exercising, but I'm really struggling to find the time. I'm a student doctor in hospital every day, 9 to 5, and I work part-time or study in the evenings. I've heard you say lifting weights is great, but I can't get to the gym. Help.
I get what you're saying. If you can't get to a gym to lift weights, then do you know what? It's removed. You can get weights in your house if you want to do a weights workout in the house.
Go online and get yourself some dumbbells, maybe a lighter set and a heavier set for two different types of exercise. What's light and what's heavy to you is different with each person. If you are brand new to exercise, a light set of dumbbells might be a set of 2 kilo dumbbells. Whereas if you're a bit more used to it, a light set to you might be a set of 4 or 5 kilo dumbbells. And the same with the heavy. If you're brand new, a heavy set might be 8 kilos. Whereas if you're a bit more used to it, it might be up to 12, mightn't it?
Well, it depends on the exercises.
Yeah, exactly. Like, get yourself a couple.
To me, I just think everyone can find 30 minutes to do a workout.
Yeah.
And it's down to how important it is in your lifestyle.
You've put in your message to us that you start work at 9 a.m. Well, you could make that choice to maybe get up at 7 and go to the gym 7:30 and then get a shower and then go straight to uni from there.
And as a student, Dr. Babe, you know the benefits of exercise.
You have to force yourself at the start, and then eventually, you know, it's not forcing yourself anymore.
It is down to how much you want to get from it. How much is it for you? Like, how important is it for you to change and feel good? I'm not saying you're not busy, I get that, but that's life. And that's your life, and you have to work with it.
You have to make the choice whether you want to make the sacrifice or make the change or not. You can say, I haven't got the time, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do the other. You have the same number of hours and the same number of minutes in the day as Beyonce, so you need to use those minutes wisely, don't you?
Yeah, but Beyonce does not work 9 to 5 and go to college overnight.
I know she doesn't. She works all the hours God sends with them 3 kids.
Does she? Hell. Just find the time, babe. Schedule it in your diary, 30 minutes, even if it means going online and just doing it in your bedroom and you can't get the weights and you can't afford them yet. Whatever it is, find the time for it. Okay, so we've had a message from someone who wants to remain anonymous on Instagram. Hi guys, I love the podcast. Thanks, babe. I just wanted to ask a question. Can hormones stop you from losing weight? I have the contraceptive implant and have put weight on steadily since having it 2 years ago. I've been working out 3 times a week for the last 3 weeks and eating 1,200 calories, but I'm not losing any weight. Could it be the implant or just that I'm getting older?
I think the first thing to address is 1,200 calories right for you? So have you calculated that on a calorie counter or have you just estimated that yourself? Well done for getting onto it and well done for starting to exercise and stuff like that. That's boss.
But also it's like, apparently the hooks, I don't know a great deal about the implant.
Well, you've never had one, have you, babe?
I've never had one, so no. I've never experienced this. But it is in the side effects, isn't it?
I got one when I was, I want to say 20, and I absolutely ballooned.
Really?
Ballooned on it. I ask the girls when they start with me, I always ask and say, you know, what method are you on, blah, blah, blah. And I would say 9 times out of 10 with the people that are on the implant, they say to me since they've got the implant, they've ballooned. I put 2.5 stone on. If your contraception method is not working for you and you feel like, do you know what, my body's not acting how it normally was before I was on that method, consider changing it. When I got my implant out, the weight fell back off me, and it really did. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's for you. We're not doctors and we're not hormonal experts. But what I say is, it is a massive thing that is so common with the contraceptive implant. If you're not happy, change your contraception and don't feel like you can't. You can at any point.
But also what I want to say is, she's saying she's really only been doing this for the last 3 weeks. Sometimes you just need to get into a routine, and consistency is the key. It might just be that you need to get an extra day's training in before you start seeing the calories come off, isn't it? Or something like increase your intensity.
Give it a little bit longer. Give yourself a little bit more time. And if in a couple more weeks you still feel the same and there's still, say after 6 weeks in total, there's still absolutely no change with
and
your body.
And you can hand on heart say you've tracked and you're aware you've stayed at the right calories to lose weight.
Then maybe pop in and see your doctor or go and see
the
nurse.
So anonymous, be accountable.
And use Johnny's.
You've been listening to Hattie Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bird, and Richie Swan, also known as Richie Swan, on A Girl and a Gay in the Gym. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe, rate and review it on Apple Podcasts Now to help more people hear about it. And don't forget to follow the socials at Girl Gay Gym on Instagram and Twitter. Cheers.